Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Too much caution and lack of confidence are fatal enemies of vision. Now I want to talk about something. Let's finish this thing out. Write this down. It's not enough for vision to find out what to do. Let me say it again. It's not enough for vision to find out what to do. It must wait on God to teach the time of doing. You got to know what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Let me say it again. It's not enough for vision to find out what to do. It must wait on God to teach the time of doing. How many times God's told me to do something and I really wanted to jump out and he'd go, not yet. Why would God do something that people cannot receive? I had a lady, I was in Florida. John, your daughter there, Alicia, was there. And I was receiving an offering. Boy, and I mean, and it was a very well-dressed woman. You could tell she was a lady of substance, you know. Alicia was there. This is before she married the guy from Montana, way back right. And I'm walking around like I'm doing here like this, and boy, people, you know, they give it. And I saw this lady. And don't get mad at me when I said this. And I looked at her and answered like I'm looking at you. I said, you gonna believe in 100-fold? She said, no. I said, you're not ready for me. And I just turned around and walked off. Everybody went, oh, Lord, man. Oh, she ain't ready for me. I ain't casting no pearl before swine. Right. Now, I didn't call her a pig. I didn't call her that. You know, she told me after, yeah, but I have a lot of money. I said, I don't care if you got a lot of money. If you don't want it, give it away. Since you can believe it, since you know how to make money, well, you don't want it. You got enough. Well, fine. Then give it away. Just give it away. I said, you're not ready for me. Well, some people went, oh, well, but I said, I ain't playing games. Well, you know, I sometimes I believe in healing. Sometimes I said, you ain't ready for me neither. I am not going to waste a good prayer on people who are not ready. Are you ready? Yes, I'm ready to learn. It's not enough for vision to find out what to do. It must wait on God to teach the time of doing. Yeah. I said, you got to understand something. I mean, you know, let's say you're a blessed person. You're blessed financially, but okay. And you know how to make more good. Then give it away. Do whatever you want to do. It don't make no difference to God, especially when you got the ability to receive something. See, so I wait on the Lord. And when I say wait on the Lord, he's actually waiting on me. I said, when is time to go? I'll never forget when he told me, he said, I want you going on worldwide television. I said, that costs a lot of money. He said, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it. What are you talking to me about money for? I said, I just thought I'd bring it up to your mind. I was paying TBN, what, $1.4 million, I think it was. I was paying Daystar $750,000. All the secular television. Man, I was like, I'm paying millions of dollars, man. It's going out there, you know. And I've never had a financial deficit. Because I didn't pay it at all. He didn't ask me to pay for it. He asked me to believe for it. Then when he told me to go off, there's always somebody trying to put stuff in something. I mean, I hit the newspaper when I went off Daystar. He must have went off because of scandal. I did not. I've had preachers in front. I did that at the KCM's Ministers Conference. Remember that, Joe? And I didn't know that Joni Lamb was in the audience. I said, let's go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room here. Everybody went, oh, my God, well, Jesse will say anything. And Kathy knew about it. She's going, People ask me, what do you think about that? I said, I don't think about it at all. I pray about it. You think about it, you're going to choose sides. That ain't your business. I ain't thinking about that. Now, everybody thought I was going off for that. No, I was going off because the Lord told me in July before anybody knew anything about the you know, the scandals. But what happened was you have to pay your full obligation because you signed a contract. And so I finished out on December 31st, I think it was. Am I correct? And everybody thought, well, he must be mad at Joni. And I called Joni up, and Joni called me that night. I said, Eddie told me you was in the crowd. And she said, yeah. She said, Jesse, I've been knowing you for years. Marcus used to call me all the time and ask me about aviation business. Marcus was a good businessman. All kinds of different things, you know. And he came out the Church of God Church, you know, and things like that. And so Jensen Franklin and Paris Stone and all those kind of stuff, you know. And me, I came out hell. That's where I came out of. You know, I mean, I had degrees from hell, boy. I mean, you know, just the way I didn't know anything about all that kind of stuff. And she said, we always ask you, because you are one of, I ask for wisdom all the time. She said, when you said, I don't think about it, I just pray about it. I said, you know, Joni, I mean, I know you. I don't think you would do that. I said, and I know your son, and I know his wife, and I don't think they do that, but somebody done something. But that's all right. That ain't none of my business. And that was it. She was shocked. Why? Not my job. My job is to do vision, not to judge somebody's vision. You see what I'm saying? But it was at the right time in the right place to do the right thing. Write this down. The voice of vision. Everybody say the voice of vision. The voice of vision never dies out. Why? Because its nature rises up to its power. Vision has a voice. If you're not talking about your vision is talking about you. Let me say it again. The voice of vision never dies out because its nature rises up to its power, then to its emotion, and then its destiny. Vision has power, emotion, and destiny. I'm very passionate about when you give them my ministry, I'm passionate about touching that soul. I've had so many people say, you know, you need to rest yourself. Kathy said, can't you ever go to Hawaii without preaching? I preached all over Hawaii, all the islands except Niuanau, which is called Robinson Island. And you have to be invited to go on Niuanau. But I don't want to go because there ain't no electricity on the island. It's called Ola Hawaii. Well, you go sweat if you want. I go to Honolulu or Maui or something like that, you know. I preach in all of them. Kathy said, but can't you? And I will say whatever I want to say. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to make this prophetic utterance right now. Women are going to gasp. You're going to go, oh, I preached 42 times in 1 month. I was rode hard, Jonathan, and put up wet. And Kathy, she said, now, Jesse, and we got in on a Saturday night in Honolulu. I was at the Hilton Hawaiian Village. She said, you ain't going to church tomorrow morning. You don't start preaching till Sunday night. You are flat wore out. Put that old gray-headed, white-headed man, lay down. And I thought, who does she think she is? But I didn't say it. Watch this. Well, you know, you got time frames, you know. Back then, I think we were 4 hours behind from America. Well, yes, that's America, but I mean, from the continental United States and stuff like that. I got Jason Lazan. Don't fly over California. Stop and come preach with me. He said it all the time. Come on, Jesse, come on. I love his church. Bless him. Watch this. I get up, there's Kathy. Just snoring, boy. You know, when you get older, you make funny noises. Kathy used to be so sweet when she slept. Not no more. Oh, Jesus. But don't get weird. Everybody does it. Does Megan snore? Don't say nothing. Steve is wise. So I got up. And I got out quietly, put on an Aloha shirt, hang loose. Took the door and got her a sweet. She likes sweets. You know, put it on like that. And I went downstairs. I never go in the ocean. It's water. So I'm just standing out there. And it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, I never really kind of looked around here. And I see this lady playing with her children. She's sitting on the beach right there in front of the Hilton Hawaiian Village what they call that, the island thing where we get the hamburgers right there by the beach. I don't know the name of that place. Anyway, And I noticed her husband, it looked like the boy was about 12 years old. He's throwing one of them sponge balls, what do you call them things, you know, like a football. And then I see she's got two other children small. And the littlest one said, come on, mama, get up. Come on, let's play in the sand run. She goes, no, I'm all right. I'm all right. And I'm just looking like this. Come on, mama. And what happened, he's pulling on and he pulls off her towel. And I noticed she had stretch marks. So I walked up to her. Look at it. I said, I notice you have stretch marks. Don't you judge me. I ain't finished here yet. Kathy's still sleeping up a storm. She didn't know what to say. I said, my God, girl, you a life giver. You've been branded with life. I said, you didn't care about your body because you wanted to give life to a child. What a blessing, girl. You a life giver. You ought to be shot and running all over this beach. And her husband coming up to me. And I thought, oh, Lord. He got tears in his eyes. He said, I've been trying to tell her that since I married her. He said, she's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. She gave me three wonderful kids. You know, but she worried about them stupid stretch marks. And I said, girl, you a life giver. You understand how much life you got? I said, mine and everybody will know it because you bear the marks of life. I said, now get up and play with them kids. I set that woman free. She got up, buddy. I mean, she's like, anyway, and them kids were having fun. It was wonderful. Well, I went back. I'm trying to get back in the hotel room, and Kathy's up. She goes, where you been? I said, I went downstairs, and I said, I met a lady. And man, she said, yeah? She said, you know? I said, no, but Kathy, I noticed when she leaned over, she had stretch marks. She went, oh, no. And I told her, I said, I noticed you got stretch marks. She said, you dumb, stupid old head man. You told that woman she got stretch marks. I said, don't you judge me. I said, now get your butt up and come downstairs with me. And I went and introduced that lady. And her husband said, I want to thank you, man. You delivered my wife. I didn't deliver, the Lord did. I said, man, I never thought of her as a life guy. I said, yeah. And she said, I was so in bondage to that. She said, I'm so free now. I'm enjoying myself. I looked at Kathy. Anytime you got a chance to set somebody free, do it. Now, I wasn't being rude. You might think I was. But them kids wanted to play with mama. The voice of vision never dies out because its nature rises up to its power. See, it'll make you do things you really don't want to do. It will give you emotion and it will get people to their destiny. You see what I'm saying here? That's what Saul of Tarsus, buddy. Jesus was like that. Jairus said, high, man, he's high in the Jewish realm. He said, your daughter's dead, don't buy. He said, just only believe, man. See, that's power coming from vision. Jesus already saw Jairus' daughter raised. Emotion. And watch this. He had 12 disciples. It seemed like he had a special three. So he told the other guys out there, y'all stay outside on the porch. Peter, James, and John, y'all come in with me. Now, can you hear that? Tell you one thing. I'm just as important as Peter, James, and John. I don't understand why we can't go in there. He didn't want no doubt and unbelief. Why? Because he had a job to do. You see, what are you saying? That's the ultimate honor. Now, that's going to make somebody mad. Well, my Lord, one thing. What's your problem, man? You ain't got time to be mad. Hey, come on. You only should take time to be glad. Yeah, see, that's that emotion, that nature, that vision rising up to its power and its emotion and destiny. Write this down. You can't move your vision through fruition. Being lukewarm. A lot of people in their giving, they're lukewarm. God said, give $100. Oh, Jesus, Lord, I need that $100. I'll give it next week. That's lukewarm. Waiting so you can do better. If God told you to give it, he knows you. He's going to take care of you. He knows it. See, that's being lukewarm. I use that as an example. You can't move your vision to fruition being lukewarm. He said, I'll spit you out. There is infinite distance between wishers and doers. Wow. Write it down. You can't move your vision to fruition being lukewarm. There is infinite distance between wishers and doers. Be ye therefore a doer of the word, not a hearer, only deceiving yourself. Why would you deceive yourself? Because you don't want to go catch all the hell because you deceived yourself. There's a vast difference. Well, I wish. Oh, I hope that's going to. I ain't dealing with hope. I'm dealing with faith. Now, hope is in the blueprint. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm not hoping it's going to work. Because if you're trying to get that, you're actually putting something in it. You're giving it license that it may not work. You're creating failure right there. Don't even know it's happening. I know it'll work. And then get ready, Lord. How do you think you are? I've had that told me so many times. And I say this. I said, you want to know who I am? I said, sit your ugly self down. I'm going to tell you who I am. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was out form and void and darkness on the face of the deep. The Spirit of the Lord God moved upon the waters. And God said, let's make Jesse. Watch this. Let's make him in our image. Oh, ha, ha, glory to God. Let's make him in our likeness. Let's give him dominion over what? Everything. When are we going to believe that? When are you going to let your vision come up to the point that you get everything? Instead of piecemealing it here, piecemealing it there, hoping that it might work. When? Why? Gonna wait another millennium? Gonna wait another century? When, for God's sake? You got to get to the end of this thing. Let me say it again. You can't move your vision to fruition being lukewarm. There's an infinite distance between wishers and doers. How many times I've had people say, well, you can't do that. No, you know, you're wrong. Look at me. You might be criticizing me. You're wrong, sucker. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Whether you believe that or not, that's your business. That ain't cockiness. That ain't arrogance. That's confidence and assurance. That's the difference. Why? I'm going somewhere. But if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to know when you get there. Right. That's the problem with most people. Most people are at a place that they didn't even should be there. See, that Baptist man didn't know where he was going. That's why he asked me if he could still stay Baptist. Why would you ask me that? Man, there's so many different type of Baptists. They got soft shell Baptists. You ever heard of that? Hard shell Baptist. Free and independent Baptist. Watch this. Second Baptist. Why would you be second Baptist? Couldn't you be first Baptist? And I like the Baptist. Catholic Church is the same way. Pentecostal, Lord Jesus, Pentecostal, Jesus, man. We United Pentecostal. We UPC. Church of God, of Christ, a prophecy. Boy, I've done their holy convocation. I love being in this. I love preaching in black churches because they're very expressive. There was one lady shouting one more time I was preaching so much, Stephen. She said, excuse me, Brother Jesse, I was overcharged. I had a lady one time, she was holding a baby and the Holy Ghost hit it. She threw the baby up in the air and I went, somebody catch the baby. That baby didn't even, it just, I guess he was used to his mama throwing him all around or something. It didn't hurt the child. And you can't preach like this. You know, this is a white Baptist. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth, can I get a witness, shouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. That don't work in no black Baptist church. Black Baptist, for God so loved the world. I thought he gave. Hey! I like passion, boy. White Baptist, thank you, Jesus. Black Baptist, Boy, you can tell it's coming up and coming over, baby. That's not making fun of it. It's the way it is. You can't move your vision to fruition being lukewarm. You don't piecemeal this. There is infinite distance between wishers and doers. Now, this next point, you better get this. Ready? Too much caution and lack of confidence are fatal enemies of vision. Too much caution and lack of confidence are fatal enemies of vision. You should never be cautious about your vision. Your vision is a roadmap for your life and your destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, our partner offer this month is a message I preach called Doing Good. Have you blessed someone lately? God wants you to. Why? Because when you do, you're acting just like Him. Discover how doing good is the cure for all evils and how it's the solution to all difficulties. Order your copy at jdm.org and be a blessing to someone somewhere, somehow, today.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this message from last year's Visionary Conference has blessed you. You can watch the full 3-part message series on our free JDM app. Hey, it's all about vision around here right now, and I mean that sincerely. My 2026 Visionary Conference is this week. I hope you're planning on being here. It's Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. right here at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana. That's a suburb of New Orleans. Everyone is welcome, and registration and admission are free. Go to jdm.org and get all the details. If you can't come in person, I encourage you to join us live on any of our social media platforms as well as our JDM app. Your life will never be the same. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm excited about my new book, Praise God, Create Your World and Walk in It. It will bless you. Listen, God wants you to take authority over your life with His word. You're going to learn how to do that by using your faith voice and only saying what faith says. You can find all the details about how to order your copy at jdm.org. You're going to be blessed. Praise the Lord. Thank you, partners, for all that you do. Your faithful financial support is 50 years of ministry and never having a financial deficit. Can I say what I always say? You know why? I trust you. You trust me. We both trust God. And let me tell you something. It is working. We're getting people saved every day in this ministry. People are being touched and blessed. So thank you, partners. We're believing God right now for 20,000 people to give $1,000. That's $20 million. Got two projects on the board that's going to cost that. We'll knock it all out. We've been debt-free since 1982, and it's just going to come to pass. And then we have a $20 million chunk giver we're believing for to replenish that, because I know God got something else down the road. Thank you, partners, for all that you do. Nothing too small and nothing too big. I mean that sincerely. We really love you here. We pray for you every day. And I thank you for watching our television show and all our social media platforms and the different things that we do. We're reaching people. We're changing lives, one soul at a time. I mean that sincerely. This ministry is global, goes all over the world. But I tell you one thing, you are right there with us every time God tells us to do something. Pardon us. Thank you. So till next week, just to say, and I love you. Bye.
Are you ready to walk in God's vision for your life and receive above all that you ask or think? In my new book, Create Your World and Walk in It, you'll learn how to have God's creative DNA flowing inside of you, and your connection to His power gives you the ability to create too. By using your faith voice and saying only what faith says, discover the power within you, and every promise on your heart comes to pass in your life. Create your world and walk in it. Get your copy today at jdm.org.
Thank you.
of that. That's the words of Jesus. See, Jesse Plans Ministries has one driving passion, one thing we ask in Jesus' name: to be empowered and equipped above and beyond to effectively share God's message of salvation with the entire world. We want everyone to have an opportunity to know the real Jesus, approachable, personable, compassionate, and full of joy. That's the truth that we put on full display and invite countless others to know for themselves. We know He'll do everything and more. Why? Because we believe it, leading us to do the impossible for His glory. God called me to go. He said, "Go ye," and I go. And sent people to link up in faith with the vision. That's you sending me to do the work. We are running further and faster than ever, infused with supernatural energy, shining the light of the gospel, seizing every divine opportunity. We're advancing and cutting through barriers to reach people right where they are. What shall I do for thee? Ask God for something unbelievable, something impossible. And you know what God will do? He'll walk off that throne and go get that thing for you.
Join Jesse and Kathy Duplantis in Nashville, Tennessee for a special Friday event, August 7th at Faith is the Victory Church. Kathy at 10 a.m.
When He puts the assignment, He puts the dream on your heart, He also gives you the anointing to fulfill it.
And Jesse at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m.
See, this is more than religion, ladies and gentlemen. This is a living, speaking reality.
Don't miss this special Friday event, August 7th in Nashville, Tennessee.
Do you realize that God wants you to thrive, prosper, and achieve everything He's called you to do? You can and will accomplish every dream God put in your heart. Suited for Success. Order your copy at jdm.org today.
God needs men and women to be living witnesses of His work. You've heard me say it so many times. The only Jesus some people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. We have to be a living witness of His work.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.